What's up, bitches? Happy Thursday and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. Oh, a text message from my husband, everybody, because I didn't mute my alerts. And so here goes the squirrel brain. This is the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. This would be your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, babies. Okay, so listen. I really want to spill some tea, and I'm still kind of just sitting with it. You guys know when it's time, I'm never afraid to just tell the whole truth, but I can't tell the whole truth because I only have like my truth, right? So I've been struggling with this. And when I'm sitting on something, it blocks creativity in my brain. It blocks conversations in my brain. It blocks pretty much everything. So I went live doing my makeup today, and I do Facebook and TikTok at the same time. It just makes it easier because not everybody has both platforms and whatever. And one of my queens on TikTok, I was like, you guys have to give me a topic because I'm tired of thinking about that. Like, I'm a mom, dude. That means I am thinking about what to feed the kids every day for like the rest of my life. And I'm thinking of like, what are the things I have to pick up? What are the things I have to do? Like, my brain is constantly on. And the minute I have an emotional block or something that stumps me, it just, everything just kind of shuts down, and I get into that freeze mode. So one of my queens, literally, I was like, give me a topic. And she said, B, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. And so, hold on, my sound is messed up. Okay, that was really weird. Anyway, I'm on Zoom, and I'm curious, you guys, does it tell you that the recording is paused or in progress? Because all of a sudden, now that Zoom kind of flipped things around, I hear that. I hear that every time I pause, every time I get started, which is good. I need the reminder, like, you know, what we're doing. But anyway, she said, I want to be happy. I just want to be happy. And I think a lot of people probably feel like this. And for the love of all things holy, okay, don't let this be the end of the topics. I need you guys to get into my messenger box. Probably Facebook Messenger is the best place to reach me. If you're not, subscribe for emails at brandonlynette.com. If you are, just email me there. That's probably the best place to go. But I need topics because my issue, my trauma, my drama is not going to be solved. It's not going to be solved overnight. In fact, I just don't even know when or how it's going to happen. The conversation will come, I will assure you, even if it has to be one-sided, because I would love the feedback. And just maybe, you know, I don't know. You know, another set of ears. But anyway, let's get down to this today. Okay. I want to talk about a few simple, like everyday things that can genuinely make you happier. And I get that a lot of people, like, you're just sitting around wondering what makes the lives of others so great that they seem to be happy more often than not. And I know if you're like me, immediately, instinctively, I'm just like, they've been dealt a better hand of cards, right? They're lucky. But that's not true, because you're going to think this is very surprising, but people aren't really happy because of their circumstances. Actually, the truth that I've seen in my life is that the people that have the most things that you think are like the most blessed are really the most miserable. And when I was coaching women in my business coaching, it was those seven-figure earners that were the most miserable. And the happiest, you know, peaceful people were the ones not making as much money. And I'm not saying money makes you miserable, but it makes you more of who you are. And happy people are genuinely just making the most out of what has been given to them. So the happiness that you see in a lot of people is probably coming from that deep inner peace, really. So you're asking yourself, okay, I just want to be happy, B. There's a few things that can lift your mood. And when you do things that are going to lift your mood, you end up feeling happier. You end up feeling at peace. And then absolutely, without a doubt, you're going to have happier days. So I want you guys to know it's crazy because this stuff is so simple. It is so simple. And that's where you tell yourself, you're going to try to, the devil's a liar, right? So he's going to be like, this is stupid. That's too easy. You're not going to be happy. And I want you just to continue to push through that, especially this weekend, okay? I'm not going to be back on until Monday. So I want you guys to really just, this is your homework. But they're effective and they're easy. And it doesn't matter what's going on around you. This will make a shift in your life. And so number one, you guys, I'm going to say keep yourself busy. You know what happens to me is that the devil's voice definitely gets louder and stronger when I have an unoccupied mind. Stay busy. A lot of times you're going to find that your mood clouds up when you allow yourself too much time to sit around and do nothing. And then you start ruminating on all the ugh. And then your mind is going to that dark place. Instead, keep your mind and your body busy so that there's a little amount of time left to ruminate on negative bullshit. Okay. So take more responsibility on wherever you are or spend some time creating. And if you're like, Brandon, I am a stay-at-home mom just like you. I don't have time for extra things. No, I'm going to tell you, I know you do. I know you do because I know what I do for and with my kids. I know how much time is involved with what they do. And I guarantee there's still time to create. There's still time to, you know, be in a zone. And there's still time for me to get to a place where, you know, the lies creep in. It happens. It's about taking, you know, I said it this week, write down your accountability for your time every single day by the minute. And maybe, you know, if you're really, really just like, okay, I don't have a lot of kids, my kids are all in school and I just have all this extra time. Babe, go do community service. Go volunteer somewhere. Go help someone with something worthwhile. This will be a huge shift in your mood, your core essence of who you are. And I want you to start being honest with yourself because you're going to admit that things haven't always been like this with your soul. If you're not feeling happy, it hasn't always been the truth for you. I get it that it's a struggle right now. Anybody can be in that dark place, but I guarantee that you have had times in the past where you were absolutely happy. Reminisce about that. Who were the people? What were the situations that made you happy? Take yourself back to those thoughts. Bring those emotions forward. Think about something that really uplifted you. A time that you laughed your ass off till you had tears in your eyes. Think about those things. Another thing that's instant mood elevator is to sing out loud or have a dance party. And it's, you know, choose the feel-good songs. I promise music impacts you. It really does. Whether you listen to the lyrics or not, the energy is there and it's affecting you. So find something that is upbeat, that really genuinely just gives you that feel-good. Crank up the radio as loud as you can and sing. Go crazy. That's when you just find yourself dancing and going crazy and consuming yourself with the message of whatever the music is that you're listening to. Get lost in music. This is my fallback go-to when we're having a really hard day and we're at home. And I just know, like, you know, especially in the winter, it happens a lot because we can't just go to the beach. We're just on each other's last nerve and it's a dance party. In fact, there's days where we've had them several days in a row because there it's just a lot, you know. This one is going to make y'all cringe and I don't give a fuck. Okay. I don't give a fuck. I am literally with an injured body part and still showing up at the gym after a little hiatus, but I'm there because I know how important exercise is. And it's a surefire way to release endorphins and trigger your happy mood feeling. Because when you work up a sweat, your body's feeling alive. It's feeling re-energized. And while you're exercising, start focusing on the positive things in your life. Even if it's that moment celebrating like, I'm back. And I'm in my workout journey because I had to take time off. And now I have to take it easy because I don't want to risk, you know, I don't end up having to get surgery. Okay. So I know I'm going to have to like give this time to heal and repair and baby my way back into this. when I'm working out, it's easy to just be like, bitch, you're just, this is a waste of time. Okay. This is like baby exercise. I do 45 minutes on the treadmill and a bunch of stretches. Okay. Usually it's, I hit the weights and I'm on the treadmill for 60 to 90 minutes and I go ham, like I'm going ham. So what I do in that moment, when I start to feel that negativity creep in, I just think at least you're back at the gym. It beats where I was for 3 weeks. Okay. It beats not doing anything for 3 weeks. So I think about the positive. I think about, you know, where I'm going to be in 3 months if consistently I continue to stretch and nurture healing in my body, right? Go for a walk around the block. I know that especially in the winter months when I start getting that little bluesy feeling, getting up in the morning cold as fuck and just going for that walk changes everything. You know, make sure you're incorporating like random chores and other physical activities into even your weekend plans. Surround yourself with that positive energy. Who are the people that have that positivity that you're looking for? Who are those people? Spend time in their presence because you're going to feel happier. And it's not just about being around these people for selfish intention. It is also still for kind of selfish intention, but you want to start to become that. You want to be the person that's positive that people want to be around. That is probably one of the things that make me feel the greatest about the impact that I have, about the impact and the potential that I'm stepping into, is that I know people genuinely are magnetized towards me because of that positive edge. Okay. It happens. And it weeds out the people that you don't really want to be around, because I do think there are people who are very bothered by happy people, and those are not the people you want to be around, okay? But this is the most important thing, babe, okay? Because I want you to be happy. It's an inside job. There's nothing outside of you that is going to work to fix this. These are just some simple fucking tips that aren't going to cost you a dime. None of it. You could do all of this for free to get in this moment and shift your energy. You know, even coming in here, I'm like, I'm exhausted today. Genuinely, like I've been on the go since whatever time I leave in the morning to take my son. The only time I sat down today was to do my makeup on the lives, right? Going nonstop today. And so I started washing some of the dishes to help my son out. He took over for them tonight because he's such a sweetheart. And I'm like, man, I need to do this podcast. And I really just want to crawl into bed, right? It's creeping up on 9 o'clock at night for me. I came in here, my energy was low. And I was like, how can I express that I'm excited to be here? Because I do love showing up for you guys. And I do love that you're showing up for me, and that, you know, there's a chance that someone is listening to this and it's going to make a big shift in their day. How do I flip that energy? You know what I did? Like, I stood in place and I wiggled my arms and legs. Just for a couple minutes, I just like wiggled and moved. And guess what? It elevated my energy. Otherwise, I would have been like, hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the podcast. It's called Listen Bitch by Brandon Lynette. And I'm so excited to be here with you guys. That's how I felt. But this is who you get. Okay. Your happiness is totally dependent on you. And you have to make that choice to be happy. There are some miserable ass people out there. I have a secret name for my husband when he starts to get like that, because I guarantee he's got this little bear inside him, and he comes by it honestly. Okay. I think it's a family gene, so I see it. And then he was stuck at work for a really long time with someone who was just super negative, and it would drive him crazy. And I thought, now you know what my life is like. Okay. Now you know what my life is like, a window. But he has really, like, since he, you know, got a promotion and he's shifted in his life, and we quit the drinking, and, you know, we're making our health and ourselves and our family a priority. Totally different, but it still creeps in. Like, that negativity still creeps in, because sometimes you just default, right? He's definitely that default mode, and he goes back to like what he's known for 40 years. And I have a secret name for him, and it's the two most negative people in his life. I put their name together, and that's what I call him. So it is a choice. It's a choice to be happy. And sometimes it takes a little more energy, like shaking your arms in a room like crazy by yourself, to get your energy shift going. you know, little things to make that effort. But once you acknowledge that you want to get on that path to happiness, that you're ready to experience joy, the shit I shared with you is going to get you there faster. And that's it. Every single day that we wake up, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. And I think there's always something to celebrate. You cannot let your life get mundane. You cannot take everything around you for granted. I share this whenever it comes to my awareness. Imagine waking up tomorrow and you're only going to have the things that you were grateful for today. There's going to be a lot of motherfuckers waking up to a world of nothing. Of nothing, complete emptiness. Discipline yourself to think like that for a minute. You know, every single night, I know you guys heard my journal podcast episode and you've been doing it. I know this. And so it's about that gratitude of like, if it's not in your journal tonight, you're not getting it tomorrow. How much shit are you taking for granted? I mean, I know there's times where I couldn't smell. Last Christmas, I had that double ear infection. That was so crazy, but I like could not hear. For 2 weeks, I could not hear. How often are you just grateful that you have hearing? Especially because you get to hear my voice, babe. I know. How grateful are you that your eyes are working? That you have access to infinite knowledge at your fingertips? That, you know, you can feel that you're breathing, that your body's working, that, you know, you have freedom, so many freedoms, that you have family that you love and that loves you. So many things to be grateful for. And that is the key to the happiness. It's not about getting all the things, right? It's not about having all the things. It's about being grateful for what you do have. Always. And two things can be true. You could be grateful for everything you have and you can have goals to want more. Always two things can be true. There are no absolutes. Happiness is a choice. I love you. You guys kill it this weekend, okay? Kill it this weekend, and I will see you next week for Microdose Monday.